Hello, this is Keith Larson. You're listening to a Solution Spotlight episode of the Control Amplified podcast, sponsored by Honeywell Process Automation. Today I'm coming to you live from the 50th anniversary Honeywell Users Group meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm joined by Honeywell's Colin Hams, offering manager for the company's Experian Process Knowledge System. And joining us today to talk more about Experian Cognition, a new AI-based offering, which I think in many ways puts the knowledge into PKS in some ways going forward. Yeah, is that fair to say? Yeah.
Well, you've got a process knowledge system. Experian Cognition really puts the cognition, the understanding, digitizing that human decision-making based on that knowledge. So it really takes it to the next level.
Yeah, no, that makes a ton of sense. What does the whole term cognitive operations really mean in terms of a real-world plant environment? I mean, it takes a little getting used to, and it's one thing to have, you know, the large language models, you know, on your Google results, but this is a whole other ballgame.
Yeah, well, so many AI technologies, and the way we look at it in Honeywell is it's not about the technology, it's the problem. What's the best technology for solving that problem? And so in some cases, there's large language models or small language models. Other problems, an autoencoder machine learning model might be perfect. Mm-hmm. Other ones might need a knowledge graph or predictive models. They all have their benefits, so you pick the right problem and the right technology to help solve it. Yeah. And not everything has to be AI to solve it either, and that's an important point. But you were asking about cognitive operations as well. So I think the simplest way to think about that is cognitive operations is a shift from with our traditional process controls today. Mm-hmm. They're great for steady state with deterministic controls.
Yeah.
We're looking at capturing that operational expertise, digitizing it, and digitizing the human decision-making process. Mm-hmm. And with Experian Cognition, we do that by capturing the knowledge that your best operators need mm-hmm. when they are trying to solve the situation, right? Because you could have standard operating procedures today, mm-hmm. but they're not always correct, right? There might be nuances in those, and the best operators know that they're the steps you need to take.
Yeah.
So we capture that, and we put that into what we call our situation handling, right? And the other thing with cognition is we have human cognitive limitations. We can only actively monitor 3 to 5 items at a time,
right.
even though the operator is presented with hundreds of variables.
Yeah.
So the benefits of computing in AI is it can sit there and continuously 24/7 monitor mm-hmm. for various situations.
Much better attention span than I have, that's for sure.
And me. and then once it detects those, it can use its captured knowledge to provide the best practice guidance to the operator mm-hmm. or autonomously execute it so that the action's taken quickly and correctly.
Yeah.
So it's really moving from just that basic automation and taking the knowledge you have, digitizing it, and using the power of AI to really help detect things early, mm-hmm. help operators resolve them, and avoid any sorts of potential mm-hmm. process upsets.
Yeah. How does this work with the Halo product that's been around a while? We're using to like visualize process upsets that might be coming down the road. Is this something that can take over from the operator to handle many of those or intervene as allowed?
Yeah, that's a good point. Halo was introduced a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Experian Cognition is the evolution of our autonomous operational capabilities.
Okay.
Right, so we're evolving into one single offering. We've had Halo, and then mm-hmm. we've released Experian Operator Assistant, which built on Halo,
right.
and now we're evolving into Experian mm-hmm. Cognition. So that moving forward, we have one single offering, and customers who had Halo, customers who have Operations Assistant, it's fully supported, and they're getting great benefit from those capabilities today. But when they upgrade, they'll upgrade to Cognition. They'll bring through all their existing capabilities and get access to all the new Cognition apps and agents, such as our Process Anomaly Agent, our Sensor Malfunction Agent, and our amazing knowledge capture capability.
Mm-hmm. Are there trends in the industry that really make experience cognition even more relevant than ever before nowadays?
Yes, definitely. We've seen some big trends there. And the three big shifts in the industry, I think, have really brought this to the front. The first is the rapidly evolving capabilities of artificial intelligence. So AI has gone from this kind of niche research tool, like chatbots, and to chatbots and coding assistants and being able to generate code. And these capabilities are accelerating really rapidly. Yeah. And so from a consumer perspective, people have seen the amazing capabilities where AI has come from over the last 5 years. And now process industrials are looking at that going, well, what human manual problems can it solve? What complex problems can it solve? So there's an incredible amount of interest.
Yeah. And do you think that trust is there yet, or is it coming?
Any new technology, there's always going to be hesitation. People see the potential, but there's always the concern about trust.
Yeah.
And that's why with Experian Cognition, it's built into the fabric of Experian, right?
Yeah.
We use all of our domain expertise and keeping all of the industrial process control safeguards in place while using Cognition to keep your process safe, you know.
Yeah.
These safeguards have made us one of the most trusted control systems in the world.
Absolutely.
So it's having that built into the system so that you know how you're using it is safe.
Yeah, and those safeguards are still there.
That's
right.
Yeah. I think one of the other trends with that is we've got this retiring workforce, right?
Yeah.
So,
so those capabilities are going down as fast as AIs are going up.
Yes, we talked about having operating procedures. You don't have operating procedures for everything, and when you do, keeping them up to date is really hard. And all of that knowledge is kept in the head of the best operators, right? And there's a lot of concern out there in the industry of we've got to get that and capture that somehow because we've got new operators coming through, and it could take 6 years to have them competent to be on the board.
Yeah.
So that's really driving this push as well. So having our knowledge capture capability to make it really easy for operators to kind of explain how they handle a situation and using a small language model to translate that into an automated situation that Cognition can proactively detect and respond is really driving a lot of interest and a lot of potential.
Yeah. How much of that is okay, this is what the operator says they've done when this happens versus, hey, we know when this, and this happens. This is what was done based on the historical plant data to say, okay, you know, automatically divine what the operator should be doing versus, you know, somebody dictating it into a microphone of what they recommend, or it's a combination of both, maybe.
It's a combination of everything.
Okay,
right.
Everything.
So, what's the best solution depends on the scenario, right?
Yeah.
So. Yes, you can go over history. You can point knowledge capture and say, well, we had this issue happen a month ago or 6 months ago. I'm just going to run our knowledge capture over that, and it'll use the history. It'll use the event journal information.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll see what the operator's responses were. And it can go, okay, we saw these significant variations from normal behavior in these process control variables that are related that really look like it's caused this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the actions the operator took.
Yeah.
If it was a new situation, maybe it took the operator 6 hours to work it out.
Yeah.
But the real key is it was that last hour when they'd worked out the right response and put those actions in.
Yeah.
So you can go through and capture that and go, here's those steps.
Yeah.
And then be able to fine tune it very easily and save it. And so next time that happens, it'll be detected. The operator will be presented with a very easily understood view of the situation and the response, whether they choose to do it manually or have it automated for them.
Okay. Now, were there any other trends? Did we miss another trend that makes Cognition especially useful now? I know we got diverted
on
a few rabbit trails, but yeah.
The other trends are around human factors, right? Because we've talked about process control systems today being great in steady state. But there are human factors involved in limiting performance. And we've talked about experience and the skill gap, but there's also workload. And we talked about cognitive barriers. So cognition really helps in those, right? Because there's performance limiting factors there. So if we look at workload, an operator during steady state might only need to do a couple of manual interventions an hour. But during peak load, say during an abnormal situation or a startup, there's hundreds of manual interventions. And that leads to cognitive processing overload, cognitive attention overload, and mental fatigue. And the result of that is reduced situational awareness, slower response time, and flawed decision making. And so Experian cognition can help by reducing operator load. If it's detected that situation, it can handle that. Or if the operator is handling that situation, we talked before about only being able to actively monitor a couple of things at a time, they could miss cascading process effects. So in that case, Experian cognition can be monitoring for and helping to avoid cascading process events by looking for them and helping to detect and resolve them. So it helps with that cognitive overload and reducing the operator's load as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It really does.
So is it helping just to make faster, more informed decisions, or doing decisions on its own than saying, hey, will you rubber stamp these, or is it a combination of the two?
It's really important that, you know, we have fully verified responses in front of an operator, right? Everyone uses ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini or whatever, and they'll ask it for advice, hopefully not medical advice. But if you're if you did stuff live, you might get 90% of it right, but in process control with, you know, critical processes, 10% wrong
could be a
disaster, right?
Exactly.
So what we do is we use the artificial intelligence, so it makes it really easy to capture those situations and then have your process expert verify it, right? So that any response that goes in front of the operator is verified. So you can kind of look at it from that perspective of, if something was happening at runtime and I was going to respond, what would I do? And having the AI help you work it out. But we're doing that before it goes to the operator. So the engineer or the process expert can verify it.
Okay, so those will be after you've had some operating time with the process. That'll build kind of a library as well, I would imagine.
You can do that for complex situations where you've got operational history. They can look over the operational history and detect those complex situations. But you don't need operational history to take advantage of this up front. And this is where I was talking about the right technology for the right problem, right? If you're a greenfield site, you don't have operating history. But not every situation is a overly complex situation. You can have very simple, deterministic situations that happen frequently. Limited exceedances and needing to change values or ramp down values in response to low oxygen in a furnace or something like that, right? And you can just have simple rules about process variables that detect that, and then you'll have a response in regard to that. So our knowledge capture in the AI in that to make it easy to engineer means that those situations can be up and running for a greenfield site from day one, getting value from all those and reducing the operator load by handling those situations. And then as you get more history, you start running a process anomaly agent looking for anomalies to the process in those more complex situations, and then you start detecting those and adding those into the system.
And of course there's the things that happen frequently that you can put in, things like startup and shutdown, and those procedures do that in advance so that it's not a surprise.
That's right. And not have to be a complete expert, right? You don't have to necessarily get into the control code, right? You're just using natural language to have this created for you and automate procedures based on natural language.
Are there any particular examples you can point to now of unique and innovative things that customers have done with cognition so far? Anything to
point to and say this saved the day, or yeah, don't have to name any names.
We've had a few success stories. Yeah. We've had a customer use that predictive modeling, right? So predictive alerts. That's another capability available in Experian Cognition, because detecting an emerging issue is one thing, and you need experience for a lot of that.
Yeah.
Working out the right response is another thing, but having enough time to execute that response to avoid an upset is the other third factor. So for certain situations, you need to know 20 minutes ahead of time that it's going to happen so you can avoid it.
Yeah.
So we had a customer use our predictive alerts, and I think on average they had a 20-minute notification that something was about to happen from a steam disturbance, and it helped them avoid their delayed COCA trips. Right? We've had
That's big.
Another customer use our alarm guidance capability that runs over your Experian cluster and pulls out the information from that and your P&IDs and so on, creates a knowledge graph, and they've used it to help with alarm guidance, and they've seen improvements in alarm response time and the consistency and accuracy of that. And then we've had another customer use our new agentic capabilities with sensor malfunction and abnormal situation handling, and they ran it for 3 days on site and basically saw potential for significant reductions in downtime and improvements in operational efficiency and reductions in operating expenditure and so on. So there's been a lot of positivity and a lot of success in just even the early stages.
That's great. Any sense of direction of what's next or what we should look out for in the next iteration of Cognition?
Well, Experian Cognition is being released in September of this year.
Right.
So we're going to have our initial set of capabilities, so there'll be predictive alerts, alarm guidance, our knowledge capture, sensor malfunction agent, and an abnormal situation agent. And then we're looking at trialing some additional capabilities, such as the anomaly agent that looks over history and detects more complex situations, an optimizer agent, shift log generating agents. We're looking at trialing all those later this year. And then, pending how successful they are, we'll release those. And with Experian Cognition, we've also introduced a new thing called the App Hive. Right? And the App Hive is our new hosting platform for our Cognition apps and agents.
Right.
And it allows people to unlock new capabilities faster, because it provides a modular container-based platform that means they can get the new app or agent and they can deploy it on Cognition without having to update the base release or wait for a new release, and they don't even have to touch the control system software. And so that means that we can trial and develop new capabilities in this rapidly evolving landscape and release them to customers so they can get them and use them quickly.
So could this also come from, say, a third-party process technology provider that, you know, is happens to not be UOP, but a third-party technology provider that is a unique process that maybe is not within the already within the in-house in terms of strategy for Honeywell, and so they could build a proprietary application that would run in that scenario.
So that's definitely on our roadmap.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense as a down-the-road kind of thing.
Yeah, first release. Getting everything out and building on those capabilities, but that's definitely on our roadmap, because we've got customers today who are creating their own AI models for specific situations.
Oh, really?
Okay. So that's where we why we have the App Hive as well, so that they can take that work that they've already done, integrate it into Experian Cognition, and get the benefits from that within our framework.
And have it integrated and within that environment. That makes a ton of sense. Yeah. Anything I might have missed in terms of what our listeners should be looking for in terms of features, benefits? I mean, it seems pretty clear to me, but just make sure we give you a chance to share everything that you're capable of doing now with the Cognition.
Yeah, I think At a high level, we've covered it all. It's an exciting time. Technology's developing rapidly, which means...
Call me in a month and I'll have even more stuff to
do. It means there's more problems we can solve because the problems we're solving have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And we've made certain advances with the previous technology we had with control systems.
Sure.
But then we kind of got to a point where we effectively couldn't do much more unless we were going to spend ridiculous amounts of engineering to create and maintain them. New technology means we can solve new problems quickly. So it's a really exciting time. We're putting together this agentic architecture and framework that allows us to get some great capabilities today, but build on that rapidly and solve new problems really quickly. So it's a really exciting time in the industrial control landscape, I think.
That's great, great. Well, wish you the best of luck and best of fortune in continuing to help our mutual clients out there be safer, more productive, and we need this kind of help, I think, with some of the retiring workforce. We're not getting any younger, some of us.
I know I'm not.
Absolutely. So thanks again. Once again, this is Keith Larson. You've been listening to a Control Amplified podcast with my guest today, Honeywell's Colin Hamps. Congrats on Experian Cognition and the upcoming launch and on the 50th anniversary of the user group.
Thank you. It's and thank pleasure. You for your time, Keith.
You bet.